AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A prosecutor in Waller County, Texas, Warren DePromm, says Sandra Bland's preliminary autopsy results show she had marijuana in her system and weeks-old cuts on her wrists.
I'm not forming any opinion on it, but in the multiple instances where I've seen those injuries, they have been consistent with self-inflicted wounds. That does not mean in this case that they were.
Bland was found dead in a jail days after she was arrested in a minor traffic stop. Her family questions that. For most of the day, Secretary of State John Kerry has been defending the nuclear deal with Iran. On Capitol Hill, here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
For more than 4 hours, GOP senators criticized the nuclear agreement that Secretary of State John Kerry reached with Iran, telling him the administration was fleeced and bamboozled. This is Senator Marco Rubio.
It weakens our national security, and it makes the world a more dangerous place.
Kerry pushed back, insisting the deal achieved its goal.
We set out to dismantle their ability to be able to build a nuclear weapon, and we've achieved that.
The agreement will go into effect unless Congress blocks it, and that's what Republicans hope to do, with a vote likely in September. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump visited Laredo, Texas, at the Mexico border. He thanked Border Patrol workers.
Because people realize the problem we have in this country with illegal immigration. And it's going to be solved. It's going to be fixed. And this group will do such a job if they're allowed to do their job.
Meantime, the House approved a bill cracking down on sanctuary cities that shield residents from federal immigration authorities. The House passed a bill that takes away requirements to label genetically modified foods.
Biotechnologies time and time again have proven safe. It is simply not debatable.
The closing bell sounded on Wall Street. The Dow finished down 119 points. This is AP Radio News. Campaigning in West Columbia, South Carolina, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton praised the removal of the Confederate flag from the statehouse grounds.
I think it is essential that we all stand up and say loudly and clearly, yes, Black Lives Matter.
Clinton also talked about a criminal justice system that treats blacks more harshly than whites. Now that a deal has been reached between New York City and ride-hailing company Uber, Mayor Bill de Blasio says they must follow regulations.
But that doesn't mean that Uber gets to go without any kind of rules or regulation, which is essentially what they have tried to do all over the country and all over the world.
In an agreement reached last night in New York, Uber agreed to a 4-month study on the impact of the cars on the city's traffic and on the environment. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.